second hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They're free. We've got a lot of stuff there. In fact, you get to create the content for the website. So if you want, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can look at what other listeners have submitted, and you can cast your votes. Now, you do have to be logged in, and this is a fairly simple process. You need a free account on both Free Talk Live and Reddit, and then you can link them together, and it'll be really easy for you to vote from that point on in the future. You just click whether you want to vote up or down on the items that you like or dislike. You can also submit items to the site. Go to freetalklive.com, and by items, I mean anything that's online. Maybe it's a YouTube video that you like, maybe an outrageous news story that you think we want to talk about on the air, or perhaps it's something fun, something you think's entertaining. Whatever you think our listeners would appreciate, whatever you think we will enjoy and want to talk about on the radio, you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we go to the phones. And to the fun, we'll talk to Joe, listening in California, in the Santa Cruz area, to KOMY. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? First-time caller.
Thank you.
But I'm calling about that incident that happened in New Mexico with that gentleman. I can't believe it. That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Just to recap for our listeners, a man was pulled over while leaving Walmart. The police thought he was clenching his buttocks, so they got a warrant from the judge to search his anus, took him to a hospital. They probed him multiple times. They gave him multiple enemas. They searched through his stool. They x-rayed him twice, and they found no drugs. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, is there a petition going on in New Mexico to, like, ask for the resignation of this judge and police officers that were involved?
I know there's a federal lawsuit going on, but I don't know about a petition.
Okay. And did this happened today or within this week?
Ooh, no, this was January. This was earlier this year.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. And then also, that was it. That's all I had. I just want to know if there's people trying to stand up to get these people fired. You know, I believe they should be fired.
I wonder about that, because it's really hard to fire a judge. It's one thing to go after police officers, and it's hard to go after police officers. It's probably even harder to go after a man in a robe.
Yeah, right. And these people, and in the government, it's really the, it means never having to say you're sorry. Hey, you know, what if he had been smuggling around a coffee can full of cocaine up his butt? You know, we would have let this crime go on. You know,
what crime? There's no victim.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. They're not going to be held to an account. They had they suspected it. At this point, they can suspect anybody of anything. If you can suspect a man who's standing funny of having drugs up his butt and spend hours and hours poking and prodding and x-raying and enemaing this dude over and over again, you can do anything to anyone.
That's exactly right. Sure. Joe, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yes. Did he have a previous record? Or if anything like drug trafficking or anything?
Not made clear in the story.
I wonder about that. Would it make a difference to me? Because I don't think it would.
I mean, it would either. But
you know, this is the insanity of this war on drugs. It just keeps on going more and more just down the rabbit hole of madness and how they treat people. I mean, it's bad enough to arrest somebody for having a joint or for having a crack problem or a meth problem, and you know, because that ruins their lives even further. But now, you know, you've got people having their homes broken into by police, their dogs are being shot, the police are shooting innocent elderly folks in homes that they've raided that are the wrong address, or they've raided the wrong house on the right property, or they raided the right house but the wrong person was living there. I mean, there's so many different instances of people just being subjected to all manner of different violence, and all of this is predicated upon the idea that it's somehow bad. You're bad if you do these drugs, and that there's something wrong with altering somebody's state of consciousness. Look, as bad as some of these drugs might be for people, I'm not saying that all drugs are good for you, but as bad as some of these drugs might be for people, the war on drugs and the consequences of the drug war are far worse. I mean, maybe this guy had a heroin problem and he had a couple of, or maybe he was a heroin dealer or whatever, and for whatever reason he's driving around with heroin in balloons up his rectum. Seems pretty unusual for somebody who's
be
traveling around with heroin, but it's possible, I suppose. Even if he had a heroin issue, This is not going to help him get over his heroin issue. This is not going to do anything. It's not showing him any compassion whatsoever. It's not showing that you care about him. It's showing that you want to do whatever you can to put this man in a prison cell, including right. violate his anal cavity. And, in fact, oh, yeah, I forgot the colonoscopy part where they shoved a camera up all the way into his large intestine.
Oh, man. So scary.
Thanks, Joe, for your call tonight, man. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Betsy. She is also in Santa Cruz listening to 1340 KOMY. Hey, Betsy.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm exceedingly nervous. Actually, I was. I have a sleeping disorder, and I was awake for 8 days.
Oh,
and I was accidentally locked out of my house, and I got a few blocks down, and I was... Even though I was walking, the police told me that they pulled me over because I pulled a hood up over my head. And that made me nervous at first because my son, who's simple, is kind of a case, and he's been on the streets for a while. So I thought that they were mistaking him for me, and I didn't say anything, and I didn't realize you didn't have the right not to remain silent anymore in the United States. So I didn't say anything because I'm...
Hold on. Let me just follow something here. Make sure I'm following you correctly. You're walking down the street. You were a little chilly,
yeah.
So you pulled a hood over your head.
Right.
The police saw you do this.
And they said that they had told me... They said they pulled me over, which they didn't. I was walking.
You were walking.
They said they put... I don't drive. I have seizures and stuff. They told me that they pulled me over because they had told me not to have a hood. So I figured...
Had they told you not to have a hood? They're saying they told you that. Did that actually happen at some point?
They had never told me not to have a hood. But
is it illegal in California to wear a hoodie?
It was a raincoat, but no, I don't believe
so. Raincoat. Okay, so they stop you.
But they started shoving me around.
Oh my!
And I got really nervous, and there was a motel close, so I went and I ran in front of the motel. And mind you, when I hadn't slept for 8 days because I had a sleeping disorder. So I wasn't really prone to speaking anyway. And besides, I thought I had the right to remain silent, and I kept on waiting for my Miranda rights. And then at one point, they realized that I could talk, and then they got rougher with me. And I went down dead-end streets, and I learned how idiots were treated, and I learned how prostitutes were treated. And then eventually, I don't know how long, because I kept on blacking out, I don't know how long it took them to actually get me to the jail cell, which was just a few blocks over from my house. It shouldn't have taken that long, and I was in the jail cell. And then they took me in to be searched or booked or whatever. So they took my possessions, which I never got back.
And what was the charge in this case?
There was never any charge. Well, the charge eventually was resisting arrest, but I didn't say anything, and I was so placid. I was like a rag doll as they kind of tried to get me to react.
Wow.
But I wouldn't react, and they were, like, tossing me up against the car and stuff
and
like that.
Was this Santa Cruz police?
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm a little afraid to say. So I'm kind of easy to identify because I made a scene quite later on. Like I said, my son is simple, and he has a history of being picked up by them. So naturally, I assumed that they were mistaking me for my son, especially when they said, we told you before not to have a hood on.
Betsy, is there anybody who's trying to help you with this case out there?
No, the odd thing is anytime I tell a friend or anybody what's going on, what had happened, and it gets worse, anytime I tell anybody what happens, they say, oh, well, what can you do? And you hear that from your good friends, you kind of get kind of quiet about the world. I do have a great psychiatrist now.
No, but I agree. I understand where I get the frustration, and I also understand why people say, what can you do? Because they feel powerless. They feel defeated by this system, this insanity that just keeps raging and destroying lives. And what can people really feel like they can do about it besides complain to some city councilor who will act like they care, and then the whole issue will be brushed aside. I wish you the best, Betsy. Thank you for calling and sharing your story tonight. 855-450-FREE.
People are so powerless against the system, against those in authority.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can tell your story, and maybe you've got an answer. What can Betsy or anybody in these situations do about this abuse? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. 855-453, and that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We do have a mobile site, by the way, for those of you with a smartphone who perhaps would like to access our live streams. We've got three different size streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They are available for you 24 hours per day, around the clock. You can just go and tune in, m.freetalklive.com. That's mlikemobile.freetalklive.com.
So we have a new sponsor on Free Talk Live. I'm excited about him.
Ooh.
It is Infidel Body Armor. And well, let me just read the copy here. They've got, those within the liberty movement are aware of the militarization of our police, and more libertarians, conservatives, Tea Party members are now being profiled by the government, such as a domestic terror threat. Also, the Department of Homeland Security is arming to the teeth with thousands of firearms, billions of rounds of ammo, and armored tanks. All this is packaged with a state surveillance grid. And what exactly are they preparing for with all this firepower? And you've got to answer that question for yourself. Mm-hmm. None of these things that have been said at this point are inaccurate. They're completely accurate. At the same time, politicians are on a full-court press to limit your right to defend yourself. Infidel Body Armor is a new sponsor of Free Talk Live. They offer a full range of products so that you're prepared in the event of martial law, civil unrest, or whatever life may bring. Support liberty-based businesses. Pay Infidel Body Armor a visit at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel is spelled I-N-F-E. F-I-D-E-L, excuse me, I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. If you can't spell body armor, then you're just out of luck. And where you find the full selection of protective body armor and supplies, the government's preparing for something, shouldn't you too? Infidel Body Armor just won't quit. Now, I haven't yet seen the Infidel Body Armor, but it's supposed to be on its way.
Oh.
Yep. And actually, I looked online to what the laws are as far as me owning or possessing body armor. And as long as I have a note from my employer, my direct supervisor, and if I don't have a direct supervisor, just somebody with whom I work.
So I have to write you a note?
Oh, no, I've actually got my wife to do it.
You do work with her, too.
who's the direct supervisor, right?
Mm.
So, and, you know, just as long as it's signed, that's fine.
So if you're unemployed, you can't own body armor as a felon, but if you're employed, you can?
Well, no, you have to have a note. And it has, and the employer has to claim that it's used in the course of your work.
So if you're unemployed, then you would not be able to have the body armor.
That's correct. As an unemployed person, you would not. But you could start your own business as a sole proprietorship as an unemployed person, so, and then have write yourself a note.
I see. Ridiculous.
It's crazy. Basically, you have to just say ahead of time that it's okay for you to have it. This is how the government works, right? Like, it's just nuts. By the way, Free Talk Live, we're not lawyers, and this is not legal advice. I just read the law. I interpreted it the way I could. Yeah, I interpreted it the way I could interpret it, but it seemed obvious to me.
All right, we're going to go to the phones here and back to Skype. By the way, you can connect with us on Skype by using lrn.fm as the username to which you may connect. And also, you will need to send a contact request first. We will approve it, so it's an easy process. And then once you've got the contact request good to go, it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype, just like Michael has done. And he is also in San Jose, California. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, Santa Cruz is notorious for loving to arrest people and then just releasing them. You know, there's a saying in law enforcement, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of times what they're doing is they're kind of sweating you down by just putting the squad car. I had some friends of friends that happened to, they were, I don't know, three or four thrown in jail all night long and released them at 6 a.m. No paperwork, no nothing. But my topic is, if you're not, I don't do drugs. I never have. It's not my bag. It's not what I want to do. And
you don't these drink?
Things, yeah, I drink, but I don't. Okay, I don't take drugs. Okay, well, all right.
That's one of the hardest drugs, my man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, I have drinks every now and again. Okay. But I know. I mean, we're going to get into this drug.
You're a responsible drug user, is what you're saying. Go ahead.
Exactly, but I don't take anything that's illegal.
Ah, okay.
Right? All right. So, thing is there's been numerous occasions where I've had just these, you know, rinky-dink run-ins with these John Q. laws. And, you know, they get all up in your grill, and they want the flashlights are in your eyes, and they start telling you, oh, hey, you're on meth. You've been smoking weed. I mean, they start making these accusations to somebody like me, right, that they think that I'm on drugs. I mean, you know, I ask them, you know, where's their medical degree? I guess they don't have one, right?
No, what they want you to do is they want you to cop to it. Okay, you're right. I'm on drugs.
Yeah,
here's my drugs,
it.
Officer.
Yeah, I mean, and I've never done that a day in my life.
Look, buddy, we know you're on drugs. Now, look, we're here to help you. If you just hand it over to us, we'll make sure that everything goes okay for you.
And, of course, it's you've been drinking, which is not the case either, so I'm not going to drink and drive and get into trouble. But, I mean, it's just numerous occasions. I mean, these kind of drug laws, they open the door for law enforcement to be able to do anything to you. I mean,
sure
I guess
do.
You could say you could. I guess you could even say with drinking too. I mean, you're not allowed to walk around drunk. State of Nevada, where I used to live, you weren't allowed to drive somebody in your car who was drunk. That was illegal.
Wow.
Only a taxi cab could do it. Gee,
what a surprise. Oh man, what a scam!
Yeah, you like that? You like? You know, Nevada always kind of, you know, supposed to be this liberal libertarian place, just like Santa Cruz. By the way, Santa Cruz has more parking meters and more red light cameras in left wing liberal Santa Cruz than you could ever imagine. Hmm. So go. Don't ever let anyone tell you that Santa Cruz is liberal. Just
it's a
go.
Shame because it's such a pretty place.
Yeah,
too.
Certainly.
We visited there earlier this year.
Yeah, so I mean, these are the kind of things of why the war on drugs is bad, and it's the cops are out of control. But what you got to remember is the more negative experiences you have with the police, the easier it is to get out of jury duty.
But, well, I don't want to get out of
benefit?
Jury duty. I want to be on a jury so I can help save somebody from some nonsense, ridiculous criminal charge.
Let's just say you don't want to be, because I mean I cannot have the patience to
sit
around.
If you don't want to be on a jury, all you have to do is tell them you're a libertarian and you believe in jury nullification. I mean, you're going to be off that jury in lickety split.
Right. I mean, they're very. I mean, hey, you know more about juries than I do. I mean, especially you guys over there in New Hampshire, what you guys have been doing, you guys know more than me. At least the way your system works. But out here in California, they're very, very careful in how they ask you questions. They don't give you a platform, you know, to be able to talk like that too much. You know, they clearly direct a specific question and answer, and I'm sure you could probably agree that as everybody goes around the room like you're in nursery school, everybody is saying the same thing, just nodding their head agreeing with the system. Right.
Yes, so I will enforce the law as I am instructed by the judge.
There you go. So now, of course, they always ask you, one of the things they ask you is you had a negative experience with police, and everybody just, oh, no, oh, God, I love the, oh, not, you know, everybody, you know, everyone is circle jerking about how great police are. And it comes around to me, well, I've got legitimate beefs with the police, and it gets me off the jerk. So
that's it.
I believe it. Thank you, Michael, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More of your thoughts, your experiences also on the way. A man goes up against the police, decides he's not going to open the door. We'll tell you what they did to him here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here at 855-453, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. It may end up being the SACL CAI toll-free line for the foreseeable short future until I get it straight. We, for the longest time, had SACL CAI as our phone sponsor, but Jason Osborne is a huge supporter of this program. He is the guy behind SACL CAI, and he has been supporting Free Talk Live forever. Just because SACL's no longer the phone sponsor doesn't mean Jason is not sponsoring Free Talk Live anymore. He absolutely is. SACL's still sponsoring the show. It's just that he was willing to step aside because he understood that Pro XPN's probably just a better product to be a phone sponsor than SACL CAI. So he voluntarily stepped aside for us to be able to make that change.
Yeah, you know, he's cool. Kind of like the John Hancock of the Liberty Movement, and he's really about the ideas of liberty, not so much about the rest of it. So that's what his thing is. So he's the one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, and he also does a podcast called School Sucks Project with Brett Vinoy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we had Brett on Saturday night. So go check it out. It's a really great podcast. It's all about the ideas of educating yourself and how you're responsible for your own education and not some government bureaucrat. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, we'll continue here and take your calls about what you like, and you can also connect with us on Skype, as a fair amount of people have been doing tonight. We're going to continue, actually, with another call. We go to St. George, Utah, KZNU, where Chris is on the line. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas. Enjoy your show.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
A few weeks ago, running across Arizona, Navajo Indian Reservation, stopped at a coworker's house. While there at his house, my car was broke into. Called the Navajo Nation police, be there in 20 minutes, didn't show up. I had my daughter with me, not comfortable in the area. Went to the interstate, called again. They said all officers was rerouted. He'll be there in an hour. After an hour, I call the local county sheriff in that area, Apache County. Tell them, hey, this is what happens. Need to address this. They tell me it's on reservation. Nothing we can do about it. I'm upset, livid. Give me the state police. Give me somebody. call the state police. They tell me nothing we can do about it. What was done on the reservation. Call the Navajo Nation again. We have an officer. He'll call you right back. Well, I'm not sitting on the interstate. I run to the next town, get a motel. Next morning, I get up, call the local county sheriff, not the nation sheriff, tell him, hey, I need somebody here. I got to have a police report. There, you know, tools, a couple guns, personal belongings, IDs, checkbooks, et cetera, et cetera. I've got to have some sort of documentation that this occurred. They explained to me again, nothing they could do, but they'd send the sheriff out. Sheriff come out. Right off the bat says, hey, again, nothing we can do. You're on the Navajo Nation here. But I'll fill you out a report. So I guess what I've learned through all this is, you're not on state highways or federal interstates, crossing these, reservations. Use caution. Be aware. Really put a bad taste in my mouth. You know, I believe, sort of believe in Native American traditions, but holy crap, how do you get this out of your head?
Well, bureaucrats are the same everywhere, right? So, I mean, even though the...
Well, they're irresponsible everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Bureaucrats have the same poor incentives everywhere, even though they're on a you know, an Indian nation, so-called, which, of course, is some sort of semi-autonomous zone separate from whatever's surrounding it, but also still subjected to the control of the federal government. And that's just my understanding. Please, if you are somebody who's more familiar with reservation land and how that separation is and what the police are like there, I would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. But bureaucrats are the same everywhere. I mean, just because they happen to be Indian Nation cops doesn't mean they're any less cop-like or any less bureaucrat-like than any other government workers. So that means they don't have the same incentives because, you know, like every other cop, they are paid whether they do a good job or not. And like every government bureaucrat, they're paid whether they do a good job or not. In fact, in a lot of cases, if they do a bad job, they get a bigger budget the next year. So yeah, same incentives means, you know, if they don't respond, what are you going to do about it?
Great example. Thanks, fellas. Keep up.
Thanks for the
work.
Call, Chris. Glad you're out there, man. Appreciate you listening to the show. 855-450-FREE.
Now, this is often touted as, you know, examples why we need bigger, better government. Because you can see the efficiency difference between the local cops and the reservation cops, right?
It just sounded like none of them wanted to do anything for this guy.
Well, no, the others couldn't. They're not in that jurisdiction. Ian, they couldn't. Would you call the Sarasota County Sheriff's Department if you had your house broken into and had to get a report here in Keene, New Hampshire?
No.
That's because it's not in their jurisdiction,
yeah.
And it'd be a stupid thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do anything. So he's going to have to deal with the insurance company in whatever way he's going to have to deal with it.
Still, it's a cop-out. I mean, if they wanted to come out and fill out a damn form for this guy, they damn well could have come out and filled out a form for him.
They might be able to just fill out a form, and the insurance company might have been able to do it, but it's not their jurisdiction. They're not supposed to do it.
Sure, that's passing the buck. It's a convenient excuse.
It's
a convenient excuse for them to not do anything. Look, if this guy lives in whatever it was county... and this particular Indian reservation is within the borders of whatever county it was, then he could very well, in a world where the government had an incentive to service a customer, in a world in which you've actually envisioned here on the air, Mark, in which the state no longer exists, but we have governments to which we might be able to subscribe, this guy might be a subscriber to this other government, and they might say that, oh, well, yeah, that's on the Indian reservation, but if they're not responding, we'll come out, we'll send out somebody, because you've got a house in our county, so you're a paying customer, and we're happy to help our paying customers. That would be the appropriate way to do something for one of your customers. But no, to say, well, it's not our jurisdiction, see ya. It's lame. It's passing the buck.
I love that fantasy world, but that doesn't really address the issue that it could very well open these departments up to some kind of sort of interdepartmental lawsuits and that kind of thing. You guys shouldn't be coming on our land and giving out these pieces of paper or, you know, this is a situation, whatever.
Yeah, possible.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't doubt for a second that that might occur. But some people will tout this as a reason why we need bigger government is because, look, you see, some places where the government isn't as good, they don't get as good a service. Well, it's also a situation where you don't have a choice whether you have these. It's a monopoly still. It doesn't change the fact that it's a monopoly. And whether the government, whether a monopoly, one monopoly provides a better service than another monopoly, we still know that over time – monopolies tend to provide worse service for higher prices. We see this over and over again. The simple fact that you can find a monopoly that provides worse service than another monopoly, you're not comparing, you're not giving the opportunity for the marketplace to work. You're simply comparing monopolies.
Absolutely true. Let's go to Nathan in Texas. He is on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Nathan.
I wanted to say that's a good debunking of what I call the cosmopolitan argument that Mark just gave. It's this idea that more government will help freedom because it will, cover, like, the government will cover a bigger area and can have more regulated rights and, you know, enforce justice and so on a big area. And I just wanted to point out also that isn't it the case that the federal government is responsible for, you know, a lot of the militarization of these police departments?
Sure does.
Yeah, so that's another point against that. But I wanted to comment on this, the caller before last, who was talking about the people's attitude toward the police. He kind of indicated that people in California have a respect for the police or a...
A lot of people everywhere have a respect for the police. Until the police screw with you or a family member or a loved one, then the default in this country is for people to respect them.
That's what I wanted to ask you guys about, because there's always this kind of there's always this question of whether are ignorant of happiness.
Hang on a second. You're being drowned out by the heavy metal. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll find out what Nathan's question is here in a moment, rather than trying to discern it through the drum clashes and guitar riffs. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI. Oops, the Pro XPN toll-free line.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great. But what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the, well, this live edition of Free Talk Live. 855-453. And right now we've been talking about just kind of situations where people are dealing with the law and how little customer service they get out of the law. And another kind of, you know, interesting example of that is how you have to deal with the government money that's out there. You don't really have a choice. The government issues the money. They say this is legal tender in your area. Well, now you do have a choice. Besides using gold and silver, which are always, frankly, those are monies that have been used for thousands of years, you can use bitcoins. Bitcoins are a peer-to-peer open source computer program, essentially, that allow you to send and receive money. They are money themselves. They are a currency. And they allow you to send money around the world at no fee or virtually no fee. And it's really empowering. You can, without asking any banker or government official or anybody anywhere, send money to somebody in Kenya or Uruguay or North Korea. You pick the continent. You pick the terrifying despot that's running it, and you can send them money as long as they've got a computer connection. And admittedly, there's a lot of people in the world that don't. But it's going to get easier and easier for people to get connections. That people can connect through their phones. You can connect through your Android or through your iPhone with blockchain. You can do it through your laptop. The same account. You have the same access to the same account through your desktop, your laptop, your iPhone, whatever it is you need. It allows you to send and receive money anonymously. They've got all kinds of tools to make it easy for you at blockchain.info. It's the best online wallet.
I agree. I've got one, and it's so handy on my my Android. I was at Keenvention this weekend, and somebody wanted to buy their tickets to Keenvention with Bitcoin. And so, of course, all right, well, pull up my blockchain.info account here. Pulled up the QR code on there, and they scan the QR code, and problem solved. Money transferred. Good to go.
How long do you think it took compared to, say, swiping a credit card and getting it, getting the little receipts out and getting them signed and then, you know, bringing them up, that kind of thing?
It's a little bit faster, but the problem was I had just reinstalled an operating system on my phone, so I actually had to pair my phone. Because when you first get the blockchain app, there's a slight amount of setup that you have to do. You have to run the app and then pair it to your online blockchain account, which is a simple process, but it did add a little bit of time to the process. So blockchain.info, great service. We go back to the phones here, in this case, the Skype. You can connect with us on Skype, username lrn.fm. Nathan was getting to a question, I believe. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, it's also on as an aside, you guys have some really great robot voices. I noticed both of you have done one tonight, and they're both really great.
You mean we're affecting a robotic bureaucrat kind of voice?
Right, yeah.
We are not responsible for our actions, that one?
I guess you'd say the Dalek voice. So.
Yeah, I don't think that I hear a lot of talk show hosts, stepping down and doing voices. But on Free Talk Live, it's not like we ever put this on a resume as something that we're able to do voices. We never really did that, but we've never had a problem with it either. It's just part of storytelling, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think when people do that in ordinary life, it's, it adds something. It also helps you, distinguish the voices in the conversation. Like sure. You're saying, well, I said this, and then he said that.
No doubt. So what did you want to get to here tonight, Nathan?
So it seems to me that there's three basic viewpoints that people could have on the police, and I just thought of the third one just now. They could either be ignorant of these kind of abuses that we've been talking about and just sort of trust the police implicitly. Mm-hmm. They could distrust the police and, believe all these abuses. Or there could be an in-between is what I was thinking. People could kind of be aware on the periphery that these abuses are happening, but because the truth is uncomfortable, maybe they don't want to really admit it.
Or they could tell themselves, well, it can't happen here, or it's just a few bad apples.
Right. It can't happen here. And I was wondering, what do you guys think about that, and how do you think people come to their views on this kind of thing?
Well, I think it has happened here, and I think that we can show it over and over again. The simple fact that it hasn't happened to you in your life, whoever you might be, does not mean it hasn't happened here. It's here. And we can show you news story after news story after news story about these things.
Yeah, but if it's not happening in the individual's life, it might as well not be here as far as they're concerned, because they can tell themselves things like, well, I'm respectable, I don't do anything wrong, I don't break any laws, so therefore it won't happen to me.
What they have to tell themselves is that the people that they love in their lives that have had run-ins with the police are wrong, that they just haven't figured it out yet. They're not telling themselves that it's not happening. They're telling themselves that the police are right over and over again. And not just the police, but the government generally. The police are just the arm of the government in this circumstance. So the people in their lives are dealing with abuse from authority in some way or another. They're just writing it off.
Nathan?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, too, because, that people wouldn't tolerate this kind of behavior. Say you went into your job and then you had to submit to a cavity search, right?
Of course not. At least I hope not.
Well, yeah, I hope not.
I mean, I understand times are tough. Some people really want a job, but I wonder how many people would be willing to submit to that in order to get a job. Probably more than we think.
Right. But you see, that's the puzzling thing, is so that people wouldn't really be comfortable with this behavior or these abuses.
Well, this man was not comfortable. I mean, he did protest the entire time.
I wonder what would have done if he would have just flat out refused. They had him squat over a pan and a variety of things.
They forced him.
They may have, but I would just wonder what they would have done. Because that's what they would have had to have done to me. No, sir. I'm not going to let
you
do that.
They could also threaten you with more charges, resisting obstructing government administration.
That would have been awesome. More charges for this guy would have been great. It would have solidified his case, because he would have stood against, because the jury may very well say, well, he kind of went along with him.
Nathan, any other thoughts?
No, not really. It's a puzzling thing because, in a sense, we kind of live in this bubble where, we read these stories of abuse all the time. But the ordinary person, they never hear about it in the media. They may hear about it when it happens to their friends or, incidentally, sometimes, like the caller from Santa Cruz. And so at that point, I just have to wonder, what do they think? Like, are they giving the police more of a benefit of the doubt?
Yeah, absolutely. There are people that do that. I mean, even Mark did that stuff in the earlier days of Free Talk Live. He'd constantly be giving the police the benefit of the doubt.
I try to give the police the benefit of the doubt. Still, it just gets harder and harder. I've seen too many instances where you have three or four or five or more police officers on scene. One police officer or two police officers does something that's clearly wrong and egregious, and the other police officers don't stop him. They don't, or her, they don't stop him or her. They don't stand around where he or her commits whatever the crime is, the overstep it is that they do. They join in order to cover.
Nathan, thanks for the call and thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-453. The Million Mask March is supposedly going on all around the world today. It was supposed to be happening at state houses as well. Somebody took a photo, actually, of the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania State House this morning, and it was entirely empty. But there were other places around the world where this was going on. RT.com has a kind of a compilation of various different stories and photographs from the movement in various places from around the world, including Trafalgar Square, among other locations. So we will share some of those details when we get the chance here in a little bit. Also, of course, your calls are welcome at 855-450-FREE. But since we're on the subject of police abuse, there's never a shortage of those stories in our show prep. We don't always talk about them. We could talk about them every night on Free Talk Live if we wanted to, but in order to make this show have a varied level of content,
right, and
we change it up.
The thing is that Free Talk Live gets this reputation as the cop basher show, but, geez, we try not to do that show.
Yeah, it's true. We really try not to, but sometimes you just can't avoid it. In this case, Springfield, Virginia is where the story's coming from, and PoliceStateUSA.com is reporting. Now, just so you know, they are linking to multiple stories from other mainstream news organizations. A paramilitary force was dispatched to a townhouse after a woman reported a domestic dispute between her and her boyfriend. When her boyfriend stubbornly chose to stay inside his home, police shot him and drove an armored truck through his front door. Situation began on August 29th, around 2:40 in the afternoon, when John Gear, a 46-year-old kitchen designer and installer, was told by his girlfriend that she had decided to leave him. The couple had two daughters together, ages 13 and 17. Emotionally distraught over the breakup, John Gear exacerbated the situation by throwing her belongings onto the lawn of their townhouse.
Mm.
This led to her calling the police. She informed the dispatcher...
My belongings have been thrown on the lawn of my townhouse!
She informed the dispatcher that he owned a firearm. A SWAT team was sent to the quiet cul-de-sac. We will tell you the remainder of the story here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450. Free. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.